Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Nuritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Gautale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschaccha Dasatarine Chaitanya Bhavanityananda Sri Ajaita Gadadhara Siddhartha Gauravacharinanda Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Krati Vacharam, Pangurangarate Garing, Yatkita Kamhamande, Sigur Nithayanam, Paramanan Vahro, Sri Chaitanya Ishram. Is there Bhagavad Gita verse? What's the verse that's...
There's no particular verse, whatever you would like to speak about.
They don't have a daily class there? I heard they have.
Did anybody know where we are?
We've been studying the Divine and Demonic Nature, chapter 16.
Let's see, huh?
Do you know
what it is? Well, we've been going all the way to class.
The first verse? Or?
The first verse?
Just read the first verse. That's a nice
thing. It's a huge first one.
Would you like me to read it, Maharaj? Or do you want to read it?
Yeah. Not in the second. 6th verse. 1 day, yeah. Yeah, you can read.
So So 16. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity, simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault finding, compassion for all living entities, freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, and freedom from envy, and from the passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharata, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. Purport. Okay. In the beginning of the 15th chapter, the banyan tree of this material world was explained. The extra roots coming out of it were compared to the activities of the living entities, some auspicious, some inauspicious. In the 9th chapter, also, the devas or godly and the asuras.
Long distance classes.
Sorry, the asuras, ungodly or demons, were explained. Now, according to Vedic rites, activities in the mode of goodness are considered auspicious for progress on the path of liberation. And such activities are known as Daivi Prakriti, transcendental by nature. Those who are situated in the transcendental nature make progress on the path of liberation. For those who are acting in the modes of passion and ignorance, on the other hand, there is no possibility of liberation. Either they will have to remain in this material to animals or even lower life forms. In this 16th chapter, the Lord explains both the transcendental nature and its attendant qualities, and the demoniac nature and its qualities. He also explains the advantages and disadvantages of these qualities. You want to continue reading?
What's that? This verse in the last several days. Can you hear me? This works? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Do you prefer this microphone, Mara?
You want this one too?
Whatever you like.
Okay. Yeah, both. Sorry.
So, he gave me a tulsi of Lord Jagannath, so tulsi is always a way of sticking your throat. You notice that? Make it choked up, Krishna. So, these qualities, I think, the divine nature, no, these are the divine nature. This is the divine nature. These qualities basically Arjuna had. Later on, the divine qualities are going to be mentioned. Right? Freedom from envy, and that's not a demonic, that's not a demonic quality. They're envious to everybody. So this is a divine quality. In this verse, in this chapter, the divine and demonic qualities are mentioned. So, our nature is, we have both these tendencies in this Kali Yuga, in this earth planet. So sometimes we get influenced by the demonic, and sometimes by the divine. Now we want to isolate. This is a very helpful chapter because we can see, okay, these are the divine qualities, these are the demonic qualities, we should avoid the demonic, and we should aspire for the divine. That's the nature, that those in the mode of goodness are helpful to us. Those in the mode of ignorance are not helpful. So, when you see both, you see that a lot of the qualities that people admire today are demonic. You know, just like the easy advertising. Passion. He has a passion for life. He has a passion for this. But technically speaking, it's not a divine quality. The way that they utilize it. Now, Arjuna or other great souls, they had a desire, they were kshatriyas, they were one of passion. So they followed a certain rules on the mode of passion. But their purpose was always to follow their dharma and to please Krishna. This was their purpose in life. Whereas the divine people, they don't see any supreme Lord. They don't see any supreme cause. Everything they see, like their own, that's coming from sex life, is coming from just like some kind of interaction of the material nature. So, in this way, the demonic people, right now, they have a very big, although in America, 99% of the people believe in God. But a lot of the qualities are demonic. Today we brought on Lingenberger to the place where I'm doing physiotherapy, and somebody said one of the persons we gave to maybe never had anything vegetarian in his life. I don't know if it's true or not, but he said he liked it. And he said he would try a tofu, I don't know what you call it, tofu sandwich. So, we're making progress. But, in any case, you know, Sarva Shakti, she's giving out cookies to everyone. So, they like the cookies. In fact, some of the patients were asking, can I have more, they call their students, but the caretakers, too many cookies, none of it. Anyway, people, they don't know. Like, I had a disciple, his name was Jacob, and later he got known as Jagat Chandra Das. So he was obviously a Christian in India, and he said that Thomas, the Saint Thomas of the 12 Apostles, he had come to India and landed in South India and set up the church there. And then he went to Chennai, which was known previously as Madras. And there somehow he was killed or he died or something. So they have some very old texts in India of the Christian faith. And there they found that, like, St. Augustus and others were vegetarian. They believed in reincarnation.